Hi, I'm Will, and I'm interviewing my dad on a homework I've been given by Miss Price, is to interview my parent or grandparent about what they know about the Jewish ghetto. And my first question is, did you learn about it in school when you were younger?
I don't remember learning about the Second World War in school. I may have done, but it's gone from my memory if it happened. So I'm really interested in how much you learn about the Second World War now at Thomas Tallis, both in history and in English.
What was the Jewish ghetto?
Well, I think Jews have, for a long time in history, lived in particular parts of towns and villages called ghettos, and often they've been mistreated by the indigenous people who live in those towns, and so they've sort of formed communities to sort of protect each other and support each other. I think Hitler took advantage of that in the Second World War, especially in Poland, beginning in Warsaw, which is the capital of Poland, and created a very segregated part of Warsaw and herded lots of Jews, not only from the city but also from the neighbouring countryside, into that very overcrowded ghetto, and often went to the extreme of building walls or fences around the ghetto so there was no movement between the Jewish population or communication between the Jewish population and the Polish citizens, even though some of those, you know, Polish Jews had lived there for generations.
What do you think it was like living in a ghetto in World War II?
I think probably horrible. They were clearly deprived of food. In the winter, it was probably almost impossible to stay warm, despite the fact that there might be three or four families living in the same house. Probably quite difficult to get to sleep. I don't think the schools were open, so people didn't really have regular jobs. They were sort of enslaved by the Nazi occupying force, and the attempt was, I suppose, to dehumanise them and make them feel like animals. And it's to the credit of the Jewish population in the ghettos that, despite all these deprivations, they continued to raise their kids, and the kids played games, and, you know, so they did their best to educate children and practice their faith. But I think probably it was a pretty grim existence, very insanitary, lots of disease. And of course, ultimately, the ghettos were holding places before people were taken away on trains to concentration camps. And I imagine people knew, after that had been happening for a while, that eventually it would be their turn to be taken away.
Yeah. And my final question is, have you ever read or seen a film about World War II, and how did it make you feel at the end?
I've read a couple of books about that sort of feature stories about the Jewish ghetto, but the film had the most impact on me is Schindler's List, which is a story of a German businessman who saves the lives of workers in his factory, of Jewish workers in his factory, and that makes reference to life in a ghetto, and that's a really moving film, because it puts you in the position of someone who really cares and sees a different kind of truth to the one that is in all the propaganda about the Jews being like vermin and carrying disease and things like that. So Schindler sees these people as people he can look after and save from a terrible fate. So that's really amazing. And I think that's what I like about books and films and art, is that you have to use your imagination to kind of put the pieces of the jigsaw puzzle together. You've been reading or are reading a book about World War II. Tell me about that.
Yeah, it's called The Boy in Striped Pyjamas, and I've seen the film with you, and it's very moving.
Yeah.
And very emotional, because you've been through the life of Bruno, the main character.
And he's quite innocent, isn't he, even though his father is obviously this terrible man.
Yeah.
And he sees things through a child's eyes and slowly pieces together the truth about what's happening, but never quite gets the full truth, does he?
No, never.
Okay, which has been pretty tragic consequences for him, I think.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay, well, it's good talking to you.
Yeah, thank you for letting me interview you.
You're very welcome.